For this morning's guided instruction, I would like to guide you through the simple or basic instruction for mindfulness meditation that's kind of at the foundation of how I like to teach. And it involves beginning with the breathing and becoming inclusive then of body and then of emotions and then thinking. And then how we are in relationship to things. So we learn how not to cling so much, to hold on, to strain. And then to appreciate soft, rich stillness, silence, absence that can support further letting go. It points to non-clinging. So to begin by gently, tenderly bringing your attention to your body and see if there are subtle adjustments you can make to the body so it's more, the body is more ready for meditation. Maybe the spine can be a little bit more erect, maybe between the shoulder blades. Maybe gently the kind of lifting or rising movement up at the crown of your head, creating a little bit more space between the last vertebrae of the spine and the skull by tipping ever so slightly the head down, but the crown of the head at the same time goes a little bit up. There's a little preparation exercise sometimes done, which is to gently, slowly kind of flap your elbows so that the elbows are not held tight, but they're loose, and your arms are kind of loose from the shoulders. You might also drop your mouth open, and then just to keep the jaw a little bit relaxed, let the teeth, the mouth, float together, touching or almost touching. And as a way of establishing your attention more fully here and now in your body, you might take some long, slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in, to feel the expansion of the rib cage, the torso, feeling the torso maybe more closely than you normally would in the course of a day. And then as you exhale, letting the whole torso, the rib cage, relax and settle back. All as a way of centering yourself here and now, and this time, this place. Breathing in deeply. As you exhale, you might also quiet your thinking mind. As if you can turn the volume down in your thoughts, mostly so that there's more space in the mind for mindfulness, for awareness. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And again, with a normal breathing, to become aware of how the body experiences breathing. How the body experiences an inhale, and how the body experiences an exhale. Perhaps as you exhale, to again have the exhale help you center yourself here, in this place, this time, in the body. As you exhale, maybe letting go of your concerns, your thoughts, so that awareness can settle further into just breathing, letting go into the body breathing. As you inhale, maybe imagine that you're receiving all the sensations of inhaling. The whole body is a sponge that receives those sensations as they appear. And as you exhale, maybe it's nice to give yourself an allowing attitude. Allow the exhale to release. Receiving and allowing. And then become aware of whatever sensation is strongest in your body that is not the breathing. It doesn't have to be too strong, but whatever is the strongest. And bring your attention there the way that we brought the attention to the right hand a few days ago. And not so much to focus directly and only on the strong sensation, but to become aware and mindful of that location, however small, and be receptive and allowing of the sensations there. If it helps you stay with those sensations, you can have your breathing, imagine your breathing, breeze through that location. But mostly feel the sensations there and get to know them, all the different kinds of sensations that might be there, however subtle. And the body is a valuable part of mindfulness. There's a kind of bodyfulness that we practice. And then you can come back again to your breathing. And maybe you can allow for a bodyfulness a fullness of a body that within which there is breathing. Maybe breathing is at the center. But if any sensations in your body are stronger than the breathing, you can always bring awareness to those strong sensations. But see if you can do it like we were aware of the hand. And so the how you're aware is as important as what you're aware of. And then you might notice with calm, relaxed attention, not straining or trying, and also not hesitating or reluctant, to notice how you're feeling now, what emotions or mood might be present. And allow how you're feeling to be there, as if it has, you have complete permission to feel as you are, however subtle it is. And how do your feelings show itself in your body? What part of your body seems to manifest or express your mood, your mental state, your emotional state? And to feel if you find a place in your body where it seems to be centered, to feel that, maybe a little bit like you felt the right hand in the exercise some days ago. Simply, receptively, feeling more fully the physicality of how you're feeling. The embodiment of emotion. And if you do find a place in your body where you can be with your emotion, if it helps, you can also breathe through that part. Breathe through your emotion, your state. Gently. And after you've acknowledged your emotional state, you can return to your breathing more fully. And if there's a supportive emotion, some calm or some sense of well-being, as you begin again with your breathing, maybe that supportive state can be there in the background or around, enveloping the breath, to support you in being with the breathing. go of your thoughts as you exhale. Letting go into the body breathing. And then gently, without any kind of strain or even moving the mind too much, can you be aware of your mind thinking, however subtle the thinking is? And for now, if you're thinking, allow yourself to think. It's okay. For these moments, you're going to be mindful of thinking. The kind of awareness of thinking that's relaxed and open, receptive, as if awareness is a bigger container, a wide space of clarity. That has stepped back and is looking at observing the mind thinking. Noticing if you're involved in your thinking or interested in your thinking, pulled into its orbit. And can you take a couple of steps back with awareness to observe thinking without being in it? Sometimes thinking exists in the control tower, trying to control things. Sometimes the watchtower, trying to be safe. Can you feel any of the physical tension, pressure, contraction, tightening or narrowing that might be connected to thinking? And if you do, you might relax the thinking mind. The thinking muscle can soften. And as you observe your thinking, can you experiment a little bit to see if you can be just observe without being bothered by your thinking and without being involved in it. You might very, very gently note thinking as a way of being free of the thinking. And then, maybe with an imaginary bow to your thinking, saying that's enough, begin again with your breathing. Maybe so embodied and close to your breathing that breathing is experiencing itself. Breathing breathes itself. And then can you notice if there's any, feel the space around your body, just beyond the edges of your body. Is there space? Is there stillness? Sometimes being aware of space around the body, the boundaries of the body seem diffuse. Maybe almost like the space and the stillness around you kind of penetrates into you around the edges of the body. And then within the body, is there any place of stillness, relative stillness, or spaciousness that you can feel in the body? Maybe you can breathe through the stillness, breathe through the spaciousness. Maybe there's even an inner silence, quiet, calm place, calm, quiet, quietness. That you can also be aware of. And perhaps there's even a place of stillness, quiet, that you might associate with the mind. Maybe a mind which is softly still, a place in the mind that's quiet, spacious. And the spaciousness within, and the spaciousness without, outside you, is one large, vast spaciousness. And in the spaciousness, there's no clinging. In spaciousness, there's no tension. But within spaciousness, within the stillness of the moment, you might be aware of a place within of tension. Some place where there's still a little bit of tightening or pressure. And to be aware of that as if it's not a problem. Tension highlights spaciousness, and spaciousness highlights tension. And if it's easy enough, as you exhale, relax the tension. Soften places of holding. If you find yourself bracing yourself against anything, maybe lovingly, let go, release. If you find yourself thinking, let go of your thoughts. But more deeply, let go of the inclination to think, the pressure to think. With your breathing as your companion, let go. With breathing as your support, let go. Let go of your body. Release the mind from whatever grip there is. Really open the fist of the mind. Release the fist of the heart. Let go. Let go, let go. Until all there's left is just to let be. Let be, let all things be. Here, now. letting go of any way that you seem to be involved with what's happening, involved with your thoughts, your feelings. When you're simply aware in the wide field of stillness, peace, finally, there's no need to be involved in anything. It's enough just to be in the awareness. whatever degree of stillness or calm or peace that you might feel now. As we bring this meditation to an end, or as you continue sitting here after the bell, see if you can stay close to that peace, that calm, that stillness, noticing any indication to rush back into thinking and doing and there's no rush. See what arises out of that peace, out of the calm, as opposed to overriding it by going back to the usual mind. Stay intimate with that part within you that might seem free. And there are no announcements after the bell, and I have nothing more to say, so after you hear the bell, feel free to keep sitting or get up as you wish.